He was one of the great leaders of the late 19th and early 20th centuries, and when you consider he began his life in slavery, what he accomplished is even more amazing. His story is next on The American Countryside. Each day we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on The American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast, with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America.
Farm Journal and National 4-H present the first ever Farm On virtual benefit concert. Join us and some of country music's biggest stars as we raise money for 4-H and its dedication to building stronger communities. The concert will be August 27th at 7 Central, and your 4-H'er can be part of it. Just text a picture or video of them and their project with the words Farm On to 31313 or by using the Farm On hashtag via social media. Join us for the Farm On virtual benefit concert this August 27th at 7 p.m.
His story is one of the most remarkable in American history. Born a slave on the Burroughs Plantation in Southern Virginia on April 5, 1856, Booker T. Washington grew up in a world where every day was a work day with very little play.
It was against the law for slaves to get an education in Virginia at that time. So he spent his days doing remedial chores around the farm, toting water to the men and women working in the field, helping his mother, who was the cook in the plantation kitchen. And he mentioned some specific jobs, like being called into the master's house to work a series of fans to help keep the house flies away from the dinner table.
Timothy Sims says that although Washington wasn't allowed to go to school, he showed an eagerness to learn right from the start. For his first 9 years of life, he was a slave, but in the spring of 1865, word of Lee's surrender at Appomattox was soon followed by emancipation for the slaves at this plantation.
Washington remembers the day of emancipation taking place on this farm when a stranger rode in on horseback, dressed in a blue uniform, stood on the front veranda of the big house, and read what Washington thought was a copy of the Emancipation Proclamation. He remembered there was a great excitement and jubilation the day that they took their first breath of freedom.
Soon after, Washington's mother took their family to West Virginia, where she was reunited with her husband. Washington heard of a school in Hampton, Virginia for former slaves, and he made it his goal to study there. He traveled with little to no money and then encountered a most unusual test to gain admittance to the place.
When he showed up at Hampton, he was penniless, dressed in ragged clothes, but the teacher who gave him the chance to get into the school seemed to understand that there was something special about Booker T. Washington.
Washington is probably best known for his role in building Tuskegee Institute in Alabama. And we'll have that story next time as we travel the countryside near Roanoke, Virginia. I'm Andrew McCray.